Hello everyone, this is Keith Waugh with a word on Wednesday. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We neither stumble nor fall, in Jesus' name. The title of my lesson today is, What Are You Speaking? Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4, 29 to 32. What are you speaking? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So what are you speaking? Those things you've got to put away, but you've got to make the right decision. In Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Right? So you've got death and life in your tongue. What are you speaking? So we've got to make a right choice here. What are we doing? And how you speak will affect your life and those around you. You expect not only yourself, you expect affecting other people. And in Proverbs 15:4, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the spirit. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. So it's so important what we speak. And this is why you need to know what the word of God is. So as you're speaking in line with the word of God. So you're speaking this for yourself, but other people will get the benefits as well. In Proverbs 4, 20 to 23, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart out of thy eyes, keep them in the midst of the heart. So now we're receiving the word of God, right? But we're retaining the word of God. That's the important thing. We hear it, but don't let it slip. For they are life unto those that find it, and health to all the flesh. So now we can speak life over ourselves and health through the word of God. By his stripes you are healed. So we need to make sure that we know what the word of God is. I'll read that scripture again. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Once again, what are we putting into our heart? What are we putting into our life? Through the media, whatever, are we putting life into our life, into our being, or are we putting death? Put away from you a wicked mouth and perverse lips. So we've got to get it right here. So as we're doing, getting it into our life, and we're speaking the right things. In Matthew chapter 12, I'll just read the last part of 34 to 35, the last part. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings good things. So I can judge myself, what's in my heart, by the words I speak. I don't need other people to judge me. I can do this by what I speak. I can judge myself by what I speak and change my life for good or evil. We choose blessing or cursing. Peace or strife, life or death. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, 63, it is the spirit that gives life. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So this is why I'm emphasizing that you speak, that you have the word of God. You speak in line with the word of God, because the word of God, as Jesus just said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And we can choose this, what we speak, by being in line with the word of God. But if you don't know the word of God, how can you speak in line with the word of God? What you speak What are you speaking over yourself, over your relationships, over your business, over your country? Whatever we speak, we are either speaking life or death. And if you listen to yourself, you can find out what you're doing. You can change it. So you're speaking life at all times. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each one. They are blessed by your word and by your spirit with revelation knowledge that they walk in your ways and they speak in line with your word. In Jesus' name, amen.